Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Manipulating games he participated in the NBA by notifying other co-defendants in the case of his plan to leave a game early. Those co-defendants then bet roughly $200,000 on Rozier to underperform in the game. Both Billups in Oregon and Rozier in Florida will appear in federal court this afternoon and will be arraigned in Brooklyn at a later date. The good news in Detroit today, Tigers hitters Riley Green and Zach McKinstry have been announced as Silver Slugger finalists. The winners of the Silver Slugger in the American League will be announced on November 7th. Also, the Red Wings looking to bounce back after a 4-2 loss to the Sabres last night. They've got the Islanders in New York tonight at 7 o'clock right here on 97.1 The Ticket. At the Corewell Health Sports Desk, I'm Brendan Shabath. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or odyssey.com.
Two things.
Okay.
A very, very detailed sports update from Two Cuts.
Yep.
And secondly, and admit, you can admit this or not.
Yeah.
You love saying La Cosa Nostra, don't you?
It's very, it's so crazy that I am allowed to say it in relation to a 90-second long sports update here at 97.1 The Ticket, that you can't not say La Cosa Nostra Italian Crime Syndicate. How nuts is that sentence that I just said?
It's nuts, and you're owning it, you're loving it, you're just embracing it. Mafia works. Organized crime, that works.
Yeah.
But La Cosa Nostra.
Italian Organized Crime Syndicate. I think it is a first in 18 years of doing it that we brought this up and it came up on the show.
The thing is, every time I say it, I'm picturing like the Al Capone type mobsters in the trench coats and the hats. And I know they don't look like that anymore. I don't know what they look like. I'm not involved in the La Cosa Nostra Syndicate at all. But
I don't know. I'm picturing making sauce by taking a razor blade to the garlic and slicing it very thin while you're imprisoned.
Yeah, that works.
And we got some prosciutto.
Goodfellas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we can eat.
Yeah. I keep thinking of Molly's Game, too. Every time I read about the technology.
So I didn't see Molly's Game. Molly's Game has come up. Can we get a quick synopsis of Molly's Game?
Molly's Game is a true story.
Based on a true story?
Yes. It's a true story. Molly Bloom, remember Jeremy Bloom, the skier and Colorado football player?
Yep.
Who was told he couldn't play both. So his sister, Molly, was once a competitive skier, but she injuries kept her out of it. She started working for a group that put on poker rooms,
okay,
high stakes poker rooms. She then got into an argument and ended up doing it herself out on in Los Angeles.
Okay,
and so she created these amazing poker rooms there in a hotel with some celebrities that they never said who they were. The FBI found out about it. They raided her apartment. I think it was in New York at the time, and so she was in trouble with the law, and basically they wanted her to give up all of her the people that were her clients, and she refused to do it. It's
so she gets sent.
It's a really, I don't want to ruin the movie, so go watch it, because it's really good. Okay. Jessica Chastain plays Molly Bloom. Idris Elba plays her attorney. Michael Cera plays the character of who the Hollywood person is.
And Michael Cera is who I keep thinking of in relation to Chauncey and Damon Jones in the story, because in the movie they talk about his character being a movie star. He's not Michael Cera in the movie, but he's just the actor playing that character. And they talk about his character being used as like this big actor to get other rich people to come play in the game.
But the movie, and at least with Molly Bloom's game, if you will, it wasn't a rigged game.
Okay.
It was just illegal.
It was just illegal.
It was legal until she
took a portion of it.
So I guess this question, and this is what is, I mean, I'm not friends with Chauncey Billups. None of us are friends with Chauncey Billups. And I imagine most of our audience aren't friends with Chauncey Billups, but you feel a connection to Chauncey Billups. And Chauncey Billups, in his time as a Piston, when you list the coolest athletes
number
in
one.
Detroit sports history, if he's not at the top, he's near the top, and unflappable, and just doesn't seem like you get caught up in something like this based upon our limited knowledge of who he is, right? And our limited knowledge is crafted through watching him play and listening to him talk. He's just the coolest MF-er under the sun. There is a huge point of distinction in this whole story. Was Chauncey Billups asked, hey, we need a celebrity to be part of a poker to draw people in to play poker. Will you come play poker? Was he asked, just do that? Or did Chauncey Billups, did he know what was going on? Was he wearing glasses? Was he getting tips as to what cards to play? Was he part of that part of the scheme?
So if you read the indictment, they actually specify how the system worked, at least for example, the like rigged shufflers. And so what the shuffler did per the indictment, it read the cards that were in the pile and calculated who was going to have the best chance to win the hand. That information was then sent electronically and wirelessly to an operator, as they call it.
The quarterback.
Somewhere off-site.
Yep.
Well, the operator is different than the quarterback. It goes to the operator. That operator essentially texts to the quarterback, who is at the table, the information of who has the best hand. The quarterback then uses hand signals at the table to the other players who are in on it as to who has the best hand and who is going to win and stuff like that.
So the question I would have is Chauncey Billups one of those people that was in the know?
What I'm going to say is I don't know how you're involved in that complex of a system and you're not really aware.
I mean, it's conceivable that Chauncey was just used as the bait to get the big fish.
Yes.
And that Chauncey sat at the table, just thought he was playing cards while others were getting scammed here. But if Chauncey was losing money and he was getting scammed, would he even, I mean, he might not know he's getting scammed, but why would he want to come back? Maybe they said, we're going to give you $10,000 to gamble with
Sounds like some of these guys maybe have debts too. There's screenshots of text in there, and there's a text from Damon Jones asking for a 10K advance on one of the jobs. When you question how these guys get involved in the Italian mafia, you think about all
you mean La Cosa Nostra?
Yeah, La Cosa Nostra, the Italian crime syndicate, mob, mafia, Sicilian, Italian, American mob. When you think about how they get involved in that, I think about all the pro athletes that have gambling stories. Pete Rose, Michael Jordan, right, Allen Iverson, all these different guys. They have major, massive gambling debts, a lot of them.
Dante Porter was,
exactly. Banned for life from the, just even recently with Malik Beasley. And Terry Rozier, this was a rumor. I mean, obviously it happened 2 years ago, the game that a lot of people are referring to. So that's been around circulating for a while as well.
At this point, there's no connection between this story and Beasley, though.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. All right. Just want to make sure that nobody misinterpreted what you said there. Shabbat, thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate it from the update desk. And did he have reading a federal indictment on his bingo card today, what he was going to be doing at work? Probably not. Here is the latest on Malik Beasley. This is from Dan Wetzel, who is a friend of the show, long time with Yahoo, now with ESPN. Former Detroit Piston Malik Beasley, currently out of the NBA due to gambling concerns, was not named in any indictment today. Beasley, who's seeking a return to the NBA, cites that as proof of his complete innocence and reiterates he has never cooperated with authorities. Beasley's attorney, Steve Haney, said, "I want to make this perfectly clear. Any avoidance Malik Beasley has in connection with today's developments in the federal gambling arrest has no relationship whatsoever to any alleged or accused cooperation or information provided to the Eastern District of New York. Malik has not and will not cooperate with any pending federal investigations."
That's kind of a weird thing to say. He's not going to snitch? Is that what that says?
I think he's saying he's so far removed from this, he hasn't talked to anybody about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's an odd statement.
I mean, he doesn't have to help anybody in the investigation.
What the heck is his attorney trying to say?
It's like he's trying to distance him from this whole mess, which might be the right thing to do. But at the same time, that statement was weird.
I agree. We must be. Can anybody help us out? Because this sounds like I'm not helping you. I'm not snitching more than it's.
I haven't talked to you, so don't put my name out there as if like that you're coming down on these other people because the information that I've gave it, because I gave you nothing. I didn't talk to you. Nor will I talk to you, basically what it says, right?
Beasley, who is seeking a return to the NBA, cites that as proof of his complete innocence and reiterates he has never cooperated with authorities. Okay, he wasn't named today.
No,
cites that as proof of his complete innocence and reiterates he's never cooperated with authorities. I don't know why you'd reiterate he's never cooperated with authorities. I can see how saying, hey, I'm not involved in this one. This has nothing to do with me. Which, very well, I suspect until we hear otherwise, I'll believe is the case. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.